Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Entertainment Man Podcast. I'm your host, Chris the Man, and welcome to the podcast. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. It's good to be back once again. We're going to be doing more topics again. I think this is a great time for us to, you know, cover lots and lots of, you know, topics and until I get some interviews. And I got a book. There's one I got a book still, and I got to send out a message on Instagram for that, but I'm going to do that soon. I'm trying not to hit the desk with my chair, but it's squished in here. It is a squished little environment. One day you should see, I should use my camera on my phone, show you guys, and post it on social media how squished I am between this desk and then this desk right next to me, which is right here. You can see the computer screen. That's the other computer. But anyways, today I'm going to talk about life has its ups and downs. And boy, I've really had a rough year this year. I admit it. It's been a really, really, really rough year for me. It's just been from one. First, my grandma passes away. And it's been really tough on me the last few months. I've been trying to figure out how to, you know, cope with it and, you know, and all that. It's been really, really, really difficult for me to cope with it at times. Other times I'm fine. You know, I talk a lot about the good memories I've had with her. And also Sophie and Chloe passing away as well. Suddenly, that was another tough one for me. And that's another toughie that I had. I get depressed from time to time. Recently, I haven't been depressed. I've been in a very good, positive vibe lately. I have been really, really feeling the positive vibe going through me. And I've really, you know, worked hard. I'm working harder than anything else in the whole world, you know. But I think every day is different. Every day has been different. I know I've had my down days. I still have my depressed days. But I don't show it on social media. Like, I just kind of don't even say anything. I don't even post anything whatsoever when it comes to feeling down and depressed. I try not to show it whatsoever, and I really try to, you know, not. I really, really have been working hard to better myself as a person, and I'm starting to come along a lot. I was never diagnosed with depression whatsoever. I was never diagnosed with it. I never really got diagnosed, and I just haven't really thought about it much. I've just been dealing with it on my own. We all deal with our own feelings, you know, in a different way, obviously. You know, and especially the way Crispy on the Web has been going, especially too, that has been another big factor. I've been stressed out with Crispy on the Web and stressed out with work, getting things done. But now I'm doing so well. Like, I'm just crushing every day. I'm crushing it with all the work. And last Sunday, a week ago, I worked hard. I can tell you, I worked hard. You know, I worked on a Sunday for the first time. You know, I got done the all the podcasts for the week. I got CBLW show finished. I got, and my podcast for Thursday was done and over with. I got this podcast done for today. You know, it is, I've been crushing it in the last week, and by the time you see this, I'm probably gonna be done Beast Warfare's probably by then. I'll probably be already on Dino Fury already, but I'm crushing it. I've come a long way since the beginning, since I started, you know, being a podcaster. I've come a long way. I've come a long way from the beginning of all of this. So I am greatly, you know, pleased with, I'm very, very proud of myself for getting through all the hard times. Yeah, I took some time off in May. I know we didn't get a lot of Power Rangers done like we were supposed to. We were supposed to be done by now, but, you know, I still have the 4 episodes to record, and we're going to record it. We have the beginning of October is when we're going to start back up with Power Rangers again. So I'm just kind of, you know, waiting. I got to finish, not waiting, but I got to finish up all the notes for that and get into the season a bit more. And that's what I did on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. I kind of worked hard on those seasons so I can get it done. And then I can move on to the next one. And hopefully I can start typing up this week and I can get it done. I can get it printed for Larry and I. And then from there we go into production. And then I'll release it, and then that's it. That'll be it. We'll be taking a bit of a break, probably. We may pop up from time to time. There might be a suggestion there you might have. But anyways, you know, some days you feel horrible, not feeling like doing anything. Been there. I've done it. Even recently, I've done it. Last week, I just wasn't feeling like doing anything. About 2 weeks ago almost, I just wasn't feeling great. I haven't been sleeping the greatest. So I decided, you know what? I'm just going to do nothing today. And I played video games. I played Minecraft. I get back into the server a little bit. Try to get back into building mode again with the podcast, or not the podcast, with the Minecraft, sorry, you know, and probably see through my social media posts. I don't post much sometimes. Some days I'm just like one or two posts. That's it. That's all I do. And it's because I'm struggling, and you know, we all struggle. We got to remember we are all human, and we have our ups and downs. We have our days that we are not happy, days that we're depressed and all that. And, you know, you just gotta remember to keep on going and just not give up and continue on, you know, trucking through all the issues that you may be going through in your daily, day-to-day life as well. But remember, you are not alone. And that's the big message there is, remember, you know, you're never alone. Reach out to a friend, a family member to talk to, someone professional too, if you want to talk to somebody just professionally. Always get someone to help. There is the helplines to the lines that you can, or the text lines you can call. And I have one that I always rely on. I use if I need to. You know, talking is always good. But I never seem to follow my own advice, honestly. I don't. Sometimes I don't. But recently I've been doing a lot more with following my own advice. Because, you know, I've been crushing it. I've been doing so well. I've really, you know, improved my day-to-day life. And my life is... I'm really, really happy with my life now than I was before. Because there was days I just don't want to play video games. And that's okay. And sometimes you just need to take a day off and do nothing and all that. And I haven't had one of those in over a week now. So hopefully next weekend I can try to get some time off on the weekend, like for a day or something. That would be even great to do down the road, you know. You know, life works in mysterious ways. Really, it does. Life does work in mysterious ways, you know. And it goes back to just trying to get through your day-to-day life, trying to get through it, and maybe even, I found this handy, and I don't know if I write in my book at all. I have a book here, hang on a second, I got it right here. For those on YouTube, if you want to go to YouTube, you can go check it out. I do have a journal. I haven't written in it at all. Okay, so I haven't written much in my journal. It's only like four lines I've written, but for those on YouTube watching, and I apologize for the light kind of refocusing itself, but that's the book. I know it says I'm not lazy, I'm on energy saving mode, but it's a great little book. I have it, and I don't really write in it much. I should do some daily journaling, and that's probably a goal that I need to get done, is to start journaling every day and to get it done, and to, you know, really just really get through my, some of the issues I have, and you know, it can help me a lot to journal every day a little bit, even for half an hour. Write in the journal, write down my feelings, how am I feeling right now, how I'm like, what do I need to get done Do I have any little mini goals for the day? You know, there's all kinds of different things I can do with this journal, this book. And if you're wondering, it's actually Dollar Store. This is where this came from the Dollarama here in Canada. So it was probably $1.25, $1.50. It's cheap, you know, it's a cheap way to go get it, and I know where to go if I need to get another book, but I'm going to start journaling in it and see how that works and keep my thoughts and what I am up to on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, some days you'll have negative things, like not as positive things to say in the book. Some days you'll have some positive things to say in the book too, right? Like every day is different. Every day will be different when it comes to, you know, journaling in your book. But it's good to have it, and I'm going to start journaling every single day. So I'm going to need a couple of these. I'm going to get some couple more journal books, and maybe Tuesday I'll go out and get a couple more of these, just in case, you know, have it ready to go. But I like the ones with the hardcover. These are great to have too. But yeah, I'm going to definitely, you know, start journaling my life and how I'm feeling every day, and just to keep up with it and to keep going with my day-to-day life. So some days you're happy, some days you're sad, some days you're depressed, some days you're grumpy. I have my grumpy days, and my parents know that. When they know I'm getting a little frustrated, they know I'm feeling it that day, and you know, they know that I'm getting frustrated with things, and I'm not happy whatsoever with whatever the problem is or the issue I'm having throughout the day. But I mean, we all have our good days and bad days. That's life. That's part of life. You know, you can't always have a perfect happy day. You know, some days you're gonna have your worst day of your life, and then the next it's just gonna be a perfect happy day, and you have fun, especially if you like see friends. That's one of the big things too, especially if you see a friend and that makes you happy. And I always find myself happy to see my friends always in person, compared to seeing them, or talking to them through the phone. I like seeing them in person more than anything else, really, because it's just, it's a lot better. Even when I'm not in a good mood, sometimes I'll go quiet. Sometimes I will rarely reply back. That usually means I'm not in a good mood, or I'm going to be in a bad mood. There's days I just feel sleepy too, and there's the days like I feel down and I just kind of been sleepy and I'm wanting to sleep all day. And a week ago today, you know, I just wanted to sleep all day. That's all I wanted to do. And one of the reasons why I was so up so late recording podcasts for the upcoming week is because, you know, I couldn't sleep. And, you know, I'm kind of a little bit on the hyper side, and I'm kind of happy, and I'm just, you know, in a really good mood. That sometimes is good, and I don't sleep good too, and that doesn't help with your moods either. I know that from experience. You know, when I don't get enough sleep, then, you know, then I'm in one of my moods. I'm not very happy with what's going on in life, you know. But you know, and sleep is a big issue I'm having myself right now, is trying to, you know, get the proper sleep. I need the proper rest that I need. I just need to get better with the sleep situation. My sleep situation is not good right now. It's pretty bad. You know, there's days I go to bed early, and then I'm up like at midnight, and I'm up half the night, and I sleep for a couple hours in the morning, and then up during the work. I try to put the alarm on, and I just go boop, 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 boop. I just keep hitting the snooze button, and it just keeps going off and off and off, and it's just like, okay. Like, I should just, I don't know. My alarm doesn't, I don't listen to my alarm half the time. That's the problem. I don't listen to my alarm, and then my sleep goes all funky again. My sleep will go all crazy, and, you know, I just do not have my proper amount of sleep I need to have at night. So, you know, sleep is a big thing. It's a big issue for me. So I'm either staying up too late, or I am, you know, sleeping for hours on end. There's been times I slept in until like 2 p.m. and it was just like, I better get up because I'm not going to sleep tonight whatsoever. And it's true, I won't sleep all night. So lack of sleep can get to you. And my sleep is very, 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 very weird. And it's just strange in a way as well. Like when I wrote these notes for particular, sometimes that's when I'm the most productive too. When, you know, when I'm up and about, it's mostly at night. That's when I'm the most productive. I'll be in the studio printing off notes and thinking of that. I do have to do that tonight too. I'm going to print off a bunch of different notes for the podcast, and I'm going to start storing them in the binder. That way I have it for the future, because I'm running out of notes in the podcast binder. So I'm going to print off about 10 or 20 different episodes. That way I have it, and then I can just transfer the folder over as it goes. But that is a big thing I got to work on moving forward. But anyways, I'm most productive at night these days. I'm just, you know, I'm up and about during the night. I'm a night owl or night hawk, so to speak. So that makes the big difference, that when I'm most productive online is nighttime. So mostly I'm usually just asleep during the daytime, and I'm usually up late. But there is occasional times I'll be up or gone to bed early, and I'm up at 3 or 4 in the morning, and I get going for the day. But that hasn't been a thing for a while, so it's definitely not in the cards for me. But all you really need to do is take one day at a time, one step at a time. You know, if you need a day to yourself, take a day to yourself. Well, minus if you have to work like I do, then you gotta work. That's part of the job, and part of, you know, earning your revenue, your money, and earning your check for the week, right? You know, sometimes you just need it, and sometimes you have to have a schedule like me to keep up, especially when I'm doing, you know, that Power Rangers podcast. I'm just doing a TBOW show, and then also doing this podcast, doing interviews, doing blogs every day, Monday through Friday. You know, the upkeep of the website, the upkeep of the Discord server, the upkeep of the upkeep of the private Facebook group as well. You know, that is another thing that has to be done. So, you know, either way, yeah, it's sometimes you just have to get through. And, you know, if you don't sleep like I do, the best thing for you probably is coffee. Caffeine will wake you up, especially if you're up late working like I do. You know, you need a little Java in your day just to get you going and to get you back up. But yeah, it's a good night's sleep is highly recommended. Always, 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 always. You know, so some days are better than others. Life's up at the ups and downs, you know, and life is not always fair. You know, like I said, I lost my grandma this year, lost Sophie and Chloe this year. Bob Barker passed away recently. So, you know, I've been a little down on the passing of Bob Barker. You know, he was an idol to me as a host, and I'm trying to, you know, try to be a good host to you guys as well, like he was. You know, I go by his example, you know, but it's really hard. But, you know, just have that little faith in yourself and you will be just fine. It is just, you know, like I said, talking to somebody is always good. And I know you sometimes don't want to talk, but sometimes you gotta force yourself into it. You know, sometimes you have to force yourself into talking to somebody to, you know, deal with your issues that you're having, or your mental health. You're having problems with your mental health, you know, you gotta talk to somebody. That is very, very, very important to do. And I think that's the best advice I can really give you guys, is just ask for help. And asking for help, it's not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength probably, because you don't, you know, asking for help is not a sign of weakness, you know? You're opening up, you're opening yourself up, and you're opening to, okay, I'm having a hard time, I need some help, can someone help me with whatever help you need? You know, it's always good to ask for help. And that's why I have an amazing team behind me. That's why I have Larry and Jeff and Kelsey behind me 100%. You know, they're always there for me. They're always there to, you know, help me. And they always are there to assist me if they need any help whatsoever. Anyways, that is the episode for today, and I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe to wherever you're listening to this, whether it's on the video side of things or the audio only. You can join the like Crispy on the Web on Facebook or Instagram at Crispy on the Web. Join the private Facebook group. I'll put the links in the description. There is a Discord server as well if you want to join the Discord server. All the links are in the description below. I will start updating the YouTube side of things and the audio only side of things as well. And I will see you guys next week for another episode of the podcast. I don't know what I'm going to be doing, whether I am going to be doing a topic or I'm going to have an interview. I do not know. I am not thinking too far ahead of myself. I want to make sure I get to this weekend podcast first and then decide what's next for the podcast after that. But I will see you guys next week for another episode of the podcast. Till then, have a good week and be sure to check out the TW show on the audio only platforms on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. I'll be doing the Dumb and Dumber movie. You can go check that out in the meantime. But until then, have a good one. Hope to see you around the community. Reach out. Feel free to reach out to me, entertainmentpod@gmail.com, or in the comments below if you have any questions or ideas for topics for the future episodes. So reach out there, and I will see you guys next week. Bye for now. Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio podcast produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.